as the morning air. One love that is shared by two. I found with you like a rose under the air.
Miss Barbra Streisand. Evergreen.
Love, ageless and evergreen, seldom seen by two.
I'm going to let you hear more of that. Wow, what a singer. Okay, singing about love. And she's singing about love while I'm talking about sexual love in particular. And its role in reducing stress. Man, can you, I mean, just imagine all the chemicals being released, particularly that, well, while we're making love with each other. While we are making love and or sharing sexual love with each other, however you want to word it. But it's all about love at its height, love at its most intimate, with the sharing of mind, body, soul in the most intimate way that a couple can share love. And so everything building up until finally love is built to an explosive climax. Can you just imagine the release, the explosive release of all those chemicals in the body? Chemicals being released throughout the body. And the two of you connecting as never before, especially if you are faithful friends to each other. I'm not sure I see how it could get any better than that. Not just the act itself, but when the act is being shared by two people married, a man and a woman married to each other, and they are faithful. They are each a faithful friend to the other. And these two close, intimate friends sharing the explosive release of chemicals that helps to bring about a powerful bonding of their souls. Ladies and gentlemen, wow, when these two are experiencing it that way, don't you see how that can lead to a significant reduction in stress? How many of you have noticed how there are times when after the two have really shared sexual love with each other, the next day there is a smile on her face that just is so different from the smiles that you see any other time. These smiles are all sincere. You all are friends now. You're not just married. You're friends. You love each other and you like each other. You enjoy being with each other. You are friends, close friends. You're tight. You're intimate. And so when you're laughing with each other, you smile. If one of you does something that might be kind of silly, you smile, you laugh. And you enjoy that laughter. Maybe you're watching a TV show together and something funny happens and you laugh together. Or one of you may not laugh, but you smile. Something that happens throughout life on a weekly basis that just brings a smile to your faces. But there's something special about that smile. Really and truly, I'm laughing, but I'm serious too. There's just something special about that smile. Remember we talked about that afterglow? And man, I'm telling you, you can look at a lady in particular. And the ladies are the ones who hit me to this. I'll be honest with you. I had not recognized that. I had not noticed that. I had no awareness of it whatsoever until I heard women at work start talking about it. And it was sometime later, years later, that I began reading about this sexual afterglow. These ladies already knew about that sexual afterglow as they kind of kidded one of the other ladies in the office who had not been sexually active apparently in a long, long time and decided that she was going to be active this one night, and it showed on her face the next day. There's something about that smile. Something about that glow. And so here's the thing. We shouldn't, you know, start feeling like, oh man, wow. You mean to tell me that I've been using my spouse to reduce some of the stress in my life? Well, you know what? That may not have been a conscious decision on your part. But it, while it may not have been a conscious decision, a lot of times that is part of the equation.